Someone said once, I think it was someone on CFM, I think it was, what was that guy's name? Dave Moore and his right-hand man. this is very embarrassing, I've forgotten what the man's name was. Alan C, of course, who can forget Alan? I think he said, how many pirate radio stations could you set up for that sum of money? Probably about half a dozen good ones, which would stay on the air for 3 or 4 months, and you'd take your chances, and you could use a few hundred watts, probably, of power. But there you go. Now, be aware of these 28-day community stations you may find around this part of the band where I am now, or where you're listening now. They are a big rip-off, lining the coffers of the Tory Treasury. I'm sure anybody official listening to this will really love that, but that is the truth, you know. It's really ridiculous. And when borough councils and their schemes have to sponsor these stations and provide most of the financial capital initially, it's just money down the drain again to the government. But enough about these 28-day stations. Back to free pirate radio, which is what I'm concerned with. As I say, Pure FM was logged on Saturday morning. Also, continuous music on 10:51, and over on Sunday, Raw FM was noted at 12:45 and carried on going till 21:56. Congratulations to Mr. Lucas. Certainly a good signal here, and in stereo. And, well, Raw FM, dance and rave music, not dissimilar from what we're playing at the moment. Keep it going there, kidda. Nice one, mate. And also Radio Tarqua came on the air on Sunday at 7 o'clock, and they continued till yesterday morning at 07:47. They actually switched off, so they went right through the night with a tape loop of continuous music. Yeah, that's cheating, that, actually. Anyway, hello to Mark Richards. He's supposed to be on the air later on today, or this evening, being a Tuesday, at 9 o'clock, although that hasn't been confirmed. Radio Tarqua is on 105.8, occasionally in stereo. Well, that's about all for the free radio news. Concept Radio, operating on 106.7, should be gracing the airwaves of its presence over the bank holiday coming up next week, this weekend. And sometime during that, you may well receive the big stereo C Concept Radio, and they do usually a more in-depth free radio report covering shortwave broadcasting as well as some Manchester stations. Incidentally, there is a station I've noted since last Friday on 88 megahertz from Manchester, and they seem to be on quite a bit. I think they're called a superstation, and I've actually got phone numbers they've given out. First heard Friday the 26th, yeah. Okay, right, that's enough about free radio. To the average listener, you won't know the hell what we're talking about. We are anoraks and fanatics here. As I say, we set up stations completely voluntarily, and usually have to suffer the consequences. Studio FM is an independent radio station. It's nothing to do with any other stations I've been involved in. It is my own station, as it were, so it's not to be confused with the likes of Radio Atlantis, for example, which was completely different altogether. Right, I think I've said enough about that. you're wondering who I am. My name's Gary Noble, and as I say, stay tuned, because we're not going off the air just yet. We've got lots of dance music for you, as usual, on the station. We do play a little bit more than dance music, but not very often. This is specifically our music format.